Well, one thing that comes to mind is I wish I think I just briefly mentioned Ezekiel 47. I actually alluded to it earlier, but I did not develop in the book to the point that I think it deserved to be developed something that is said in Ezekiel 47, which relates to another one of the top questions people ask, which is, what's this deal with no more sea? Well, no more ocean? You've got to be kidding me. And there was no longer any sea, which is in Revelation 21:1. New heavens, new earth. The old had passed away. There was no longer any sea. Well, Ezekiel 47 is a fascinating passage that I wish I would have developed more in the book. And in a future, the edition that's out right now is actually a revised edition where I did make some corrections and changes. But I didn't think to do this as much as I wish I would have. But it says this, then he, and this is an angel who has appeared to Ezekiel, calling him Son of Man, do you see this? And then he led me back to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. They give you a hint, if you're in Revelation 21, the tree of life is growing on both sides of this river. That right there should be a hint. We should probably be thinking New Earth at this point. He said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah, where it enters the sea. And sea is capitalized. It's the Mediterranean Sea, which of course is connected to the ocean. When it empties into the sea, the water there becomes fresh. In other words, what was salt water no longer will be salt water, because the river that flows changes the nature of the sea when it goes into the sea and takes away its saltiness. It becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. So you see the animals. There will be large numbers of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So, where the river flows, everything will live. Fishermen will, and this is, I also wish for the benefit, I do mention this in the book, but I get lots of questions from fishermen about this question. Fishermen will stand along the shore from Engedi to Enengliam, where there will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the great sea. But the swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt, but for the most part. But by the way, let me interject this. Some people then say, well, okay, if fishing is taking place here, and there was a time where I thought this way myself, well, that would be millennium, because fish are animals and animal death, and there won't be any death on the new earth, and so death in the millennium, then this would fit. And then, some people say, well, okay, but could we have catch and release, And so, but anyway, but the swamps and, oh, no, oh, now, here it is, verse 12. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Now, we had trees growing on both sides. Now we know they're fruit trees. And again, you've got the tree of life growing on both sides of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food, and listen to this, and their leaves for healing. Okay? So now you look at Revelation 21 and 22, and you have the angel showed me, an angel showing someone a river of the water of life. Angel showing Ezekiel a river. Okay? Flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. You got the tree, you got the river flowing down, you got the trees on both sides, their fruit will serve for food, and their leaves will be for healing. Ezekiel 47, unmistakably, is New Earth, because it's cited by the inspired Word of God as being New Earth. So, though I allude to Ezekiel 47, I just wish I would have made that point stronger than I did. Also, as it relates now back to the no more sea. Well, what is a sea? Well, when people think of sea, is it saying no more large body of fresh water? No more large body of water? Well, no. I mean, the river that's going through is going to settle someplace. There's going to be at least great lakes or something. But could there even be oceans where, you have to remember, in that culture, the ocean was something where people died. The Hebrew people were not seafaring people for the most part. And there were floods. There were tidal waves. There were great storms. The ocean separated people from each other. They brought death. They had poison in them because when somebody was out on this water, they could literally die of thirst, the ultimate irony, because you're drinking this water that drives you insane and makes you die, and there's water everywhere. So, if you were to take all the salt out of the water, if you were to make it so there's no more death there, and no more floods, and no more tidal waves, and no more drownings, and it would no longer separate the peoples of the earth, could you not then say there will be no more sea? Meaning, no more sea as we know it now with all those bad things. I think that's possible. Because if you don't agree with that interpretation, you still have to explain why a passage that emphatically is New Earth, because it's quoted in Scripture as being New Earth in Revelation 21, why that passage has oceans, why it has the sea. Why does Isaiah 60 have the sea and ships sailing on the sea when it is twice cited as referring to the New Earth in Revelation 21 and 22? So just something to consider.